B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Not a big shot anymore, Billy. He's lost a lot of weight. Lost 50 pounds.
I hope no one says anything to him this Christmas.
You lost weight?
Because you're not supposed to.
I think you know what? We need to ask that question. Because I think it's a wonderful thing to say.
I think sometimes it's not. I think, you know what? You know what is always good? Yeah.
I think we found our question of the day.
Yeah, the day.
Is it okay to say,
no,
have
I
you
think
lost
you could
weight?
Say, you look great. Well, leave it there.
You know what? We'll take it to the court. But right now, you've got dirty laundry to do.
I got dirty laundry to do. All right. Thank you for pointing me in the right direction.
You look great.
Can you say that?
Can you say it?
Don't say anything. Right. Get my name out of your mouth.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, anyway.
We missed this, though, didn't we, Brian?
Yeah, I don't know
so
why.
So quiet and relaxing yesterday.
Naked Meryl Streep. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But before I get to that, okay, you guys. Mm. Yesterday, I took Lucy to go see West Side Story in a real movie theater for the first time in 2 years.
Yeah.
Masked up. Hey.
No, I mean, nobody saw it.
I know. You know what?
Harry Medved said it was great.
It's visually stunning. Yeah. It's really good. It's a little long, two hours and 33 minutes.
Yeah.
But, you know, every song is terrific. It's so good. The girl who plays Maria, she's like this, you know, introducing. She's never been in a movie before. Rachel Zegler. She's fantastic. And the other person who's super great is Ariana DeBose, who plays Anita. Okay. Anyway, if you get the chance and you like musicals, I know that's a smaller group.
you're getting smaller.
Not the widest berth. But anyway, my point is that it's just delightful. And speaking of Rachel Zegler, who plays Maria in West Side Story, she's going to be playing Snow White in the upcoming live action version of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And she says, and I'm happy to hear this, Snow White won't just exist to be rescued by a man. She says, I think our director has really taken her narrative and turned it into something that's a lot stronger. Because you know what?
What happened?
That movie's dated.
What happened?
She basically just cleans all day, makes her stepmother angry because she's so beautiful, which I get. Mm-hmm. And then she, you know, wants to just make out with the prince, and then the stepmother gets mad and she casts a spell on her, and that's it, and she waits for the prince to rescue her.
I have an idea.
What's that?
Why don't we just write new fairy tales so you don't have to rearrange the classics. Just have a new one.
Why don't we just put a little bit of perspective in it, Bob, from the 21st century?
It's fine. Leave it alone. It was good.
Oh, my.
It had its time.
God. Yeah,
but
no,
but... go in and change it, just make a new one. You know?
This is kind of...
Why don't you make one Joe White? How about that?
Joe White.
So it's about a guy.
You know what? There's a lot of stories about Joe White in the world. I don't think we need any more.
All right, fine.
All right. Naked Meryl Streep.
Yeah, all right. Now we're talking.
Okay. So Meryl Streep was supposed to do a nude scene in Don't Look Up, but, and this is weird to me, Leonardo DiCaprio wouldn't let it happen because he views her as film royalty. And they used a body double instead. Mm. I don't know. Again, chivalrous or chauvinistic?
That's not the movie you saw, Brian. You saw...
No, that was Tender Bar.
Okay, so you haven't seen this.
Don't Look Up.
Okay, Don't Look Up.
It's the one that they filmed in Boston.
That's good, right?
Yes, it's got really good reviews. Anyway, apparently didn't want to have her...
Don't Look Down.
Don't look down. Leonardo DiCaprio did not want to look down.
He did not want... You can't help yourself.
So they went with a body double, thanks to Leonardo. I just think it's a little chauvinistic, not chivalrous. Because I think Leo can't stand to see a woman over 25 naked. And that's
why I think
he's
preserving the class of Meryl Streep.
Not his
multi-Oscar winning...
Not his call. She was okay to do it. And I think, and he was like, no.
Are you sure she was okay to do it?
That's what it said.
She was going to do it.
Yeah. What's the big deal?
And he put the brakes on it.
And he put the brakes on it because he's my eyes, my eyes.
Too much respect for her.
Oh, right.
He didn't want her to...
His respect for women over 25 is legendary.
Maybe he just doesn't want... Maybe he just... what you're saying, I think what you're saying, is you think that he didn't want to see an older naked woman.
Yeah. Oh. Did you ever see that movie, It's Complicated, with Diane Keaton and Jack Nicholson? Her age, but he'd never seen a woman over like 30 naked, and then he bumps into her naked, and he's
horrified. He was nothing to look at either. I mean, wasn't it,
exactly.
Yeah.
Leonardo. Yeah. Mr. Dad Bod.
Hey, don't bring us into it.
Yeah. What do we do?
Standing here, minding my own
business. No, you look good.
You look good. Have you lost weight?
Nope.
No, Bob. Don't say it.
I got a very slow metabolism.
Yeah, so do I, Brian. You know, and someone pointed that out to me over the weekend. That was fun. Oh, boy. 647. Welcome back, LBF. That's the kind of dirt we need.
Right?
I like it. Hey, it's going to be a pretty decent day. You might even be around 50. It'll be nice.
Really?
Sunny and 50. 28 tonight. Going to be cold. 45 tomorrow. Here's Journey. Separate Ways.